Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to another week of the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So here's what I'm going to do from now on, because I love it when someone brings this in. But if you bring something to the judge, we're going to do Judge Bobby. If you bring something to the judge and I give the verdict, you have to live by it.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
You don't have to bring it.
But if we do.
But if you do and both parties agree, because Eddie's bringing something here and Lunchbox doesn't know about it yet.
What did I do?
If you both agree, it has to never be brought up again and you just settle with the verdict.
And whatever you decide
is what we do. But you don't have to bring it to me.
Oh, I want to bring it today.
Okay, well, Ray, if you'll hit me with some judge, I'm entering the chambers. Hello, everybody.
All rise.
Stay risen. It's my core. Stay standing the whole time.
But the mics are down there.
Okay, yeah. So Eddie has approached the bench and asked for a judgment here. What's the scenario?
But Judge, I believe the defendant here owes me some money.
You think Lunchbox owes you money?
Correct.
Now, Lunchbox, would you like the court to hear this case?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's taken
away. Yes.
I mean, how do I know?
Okay, good point. Eddie, go ahead.
All right. So out of nowhere, last weekend, I get a text from Lunchbox, and he says,
"Oh yeah, court can hear this."
The court has accepted the case. Okay, I present the prosecutor, Producer Eddie. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
The defendant, Lunchbox.
Yes, I am one for one in court cases. I went to real court, real judge, and I defended myself, and I got off, and I'm about to get off today.
That's weird to say. Okay, Eddie, are you ready?
So weird. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
All right, Judge, I got a random text last weekend, and it said from Lunchbox, "Hey, you want to make your money back? Put it on Nashville Soccer Club tonight, 7 o'clock.
Like bet.
The bet. Put your money on them. They will win 100%. You're welcome." I didn't ask for the advice, but I said, okay. I mean, he texted me. He must feel confident in this. So I got out my app. I put my bet down. I bet on them. They lost 4-2-3. I mean, it was not even close.
4-3's close?
No, it's not. No, it's not. He said they were going to massacre this team. This team is terrible. They're not good at all. I lost the money. Now, Judge, I feel that the defendant here owes me my money.
The original money that you bet.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for your case.
Thank
here.
You for hearing this,
You're
Judge.
Welcome. Let's go to the defendant. Lunchbox, what would you like to say?
Oh, yeah, the week before that, Eddie had gone to the soccer game, and he had bet on it, and he came back crying. He was upset that he lost the bet because Nashville SC didn't win. So I was going to the game, and I was like, hey, Eddie, I was thinking, man, they're going to win tonight. So I want Eddie to have a good feeling about Nashville Soccer Club. So I just sent him a text, hey, they're going to win tonight, so bet your money on them. You know, just kind of like a, hey, you know, go get him, Tiger. You fall off the bike, you get back on.
Did you guarantee the bet?
No, I didn't guarantee.
Eddie, do you have in your...
The text, Judge?
Yeah, I'd like to see. If you could bring it over to the bench, please approach the bench with the text
Stand
message.
By, Judge.
You know, a lot of it's going to depend on hearing exactly what he said to
Judge,
you.
Judge, what exhibit number is this?
This is one. It's the first time we've ever done this.
Yeah. So this is the first thing you brought to the table.
Yeah, this is real. The first one that we, who knows, may never do it again. Okay, Eddie is approaching the bench with his phone. He's now scrolling. I'd like to see the text here. Don't forget to bet on NSC tonight. Win your money from last week. They win in tonight. Then Eddie goes, I'm on it. And then Lunchbox later in the night after the loss goes, don't bet on NSC.
Eddie goes, that was after the game was over, Judge.
Eddie goes, too late. You owe me $10. Okay. Lunchbox, anything you'd like to say?
No, I mean, I thought they were winning tonight. That's it. You say that every time because you wanted to be confident about his bet.
I'm glad you guys brought this to me this early because it's so trivial and stupid. I'm glad we didn't do it later on the show. Okay. If I text Eddie and I'm like, bro, you got to bet on this, and he loses, that means we probably both lost because I felt passionate about it too.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes with me, and I tell Eddie, hey, and I usually don't tell Eddie unless I feel really good about it, and I'm probably like 80%. And I'm glad Eddie doesn't charge me whenever he misses because that's happened a couple times.
Oh, interesting.
That's weird.
Exactly.
Guys, the judge is talking, please.
Exactly. So, Eddie, for you to expect him, if he would have said, yo, bet this, and if they lose, I'll give your money back to you. That would have been a different text. But friends can always go, yo, bet this game. They're going to win. Parentheses, I really don't know crap, but I hope they do.
Yeah, because they were playing a bottom feeder. So yeah. I thought, okay, this is it. This is your chance to get your money back. They should kill them, and they didn't.
But, Judge, why say anything? I mean,
because it's just fun. Bros talk like bros.
That was
and I've
not
done
fun.
That, too. Eddie, you lose the case.
Oh, my yes. gosh. So he owes me for pain and suffering.
That is not the case. No. But, Eddie, you lose the case.
And mental anguish.
You do not get any money from Lunchbox.
Nothing? Not even a little bit, Judge?
Nothing. No. Not even a little bit.
Woo!
And Lunchbox, he can never bring this up again.
Thank you.
And this is the easiest, dumbest case I've ever tried.
Let it be known. First, yeah. Let it be known, Judge, that if he ever texts me again on some gambling advice, I'm not doing it.
And that's fair, too. But, Eddie, you lose the case. You're 0-1. Lunchbox, you're now 1-0
in
Bobby Knows Court.
Yes.
That's right. There it is. Nice job. Nice job, Lunchbox. You're victor. All right. Let's get the show started. I mean, that's the stupidest second we've ever done. Let's get the show started now. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My wife went out of town this weekend, and it was a good thing. On Saturday, there was a ring at my door, and standing there was a guy who was maybe 20 years old. He asked me my name, asked me if I once lived in Memphis, and asked me if I knew a woman whose name I'm not going to mention here. When those checked out, he then put out his hand and told me he was my son.
Oof. Wow.
I lived in Tennessee 2 decades ago and had a brief fling with a woman, so the math checks out. But she didn't tell me any of this. I invited the kid in, and we talked more about it. He was clearly curious and trying to put his life together. I got to say it was a nice chat, and we both agreed to get a DNA test to confirm or shoot down the possibility that this is the real deal. Either way, how do I break this to my wife? Signed, Anonymous. This is one that you only have to break one way. You are shocked, and she's going to be shocked, and you just rip. It's not even a Band-Aid. You didn't know. You did anything wrong, actually.
Yeah.
You didn't run from it. You didn't. It's a surprise to you. It's going to be a surprise to her. The good news is he's 20. He ain't 10 looking for a place to live or support, you know? And that, because that'd be a different situation, not with your wife, just in life. That would just be a whole different situation. You then have a kid you needed to take care of because that was your kid. He's 20. So that makes it not any less surprising, but it does make it a little easier to handle and live a life with because it's an adult kid. A man even. So here's what you say. Your wife comes home. You say, let her, whatever. She comes back in. Immediately, I had the weirdest weekend. Oh my God. A kid knocked on the door, shook my hand, said, I'm his dad. I don't know what to do. You just get right to the point.
Say that he's 20 years old. Out of the, don't say a kid.
Hey,
came
Chase,
in.
To give him a time
hey,
frame.
Then she's gonna
40.
Be like, wait, what?
Yeah,
how long
he's
have
really
been married?
Old.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I would, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
oh, man.
The only way to say that, or get a burner account.
I was waiting for that.
That's probably better.
And tell your wife that way. Yeah. So you just have to tell her. You didn't do anything wrong, though. I think that's the bonus. Here, when most guys feel guilty about something, we've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And we don't want to say it because we know we've done something wrong and we're going to get in trouble. You didn't do anything wrong. This is before your wife. You didn't know about it. There are all these things that happened where you did nothing wrong. So there should be no shame or guilt or fear that she's going to be angry. Now, she can be emotional about the situation because it is pretty heavy, but it is for you too. And if she's so emotional that she takes that away from you, then that ain't good. Like, this is your time, buddy, to kind of figure out what's going on. Hers too, but yours too. You just got a kid. You got a life-changing present at your door. Your family just multiplied in a moment's notice. You tell her immediately. Don't feel guilty about it. You did nothing wrong. So that's how you tell her. That's how you tell her. I mean, this happened to me. Not to me, but in my family.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember one day Arkansas Keith got a call, and there was like, hey, your daughter. And ba-dunk. Just like that.
How do he handle it?
Awesome. All right, let's go. Arkansas Keith's awesome.
Yeah.
So, but you know, she was older too, but not 20, nothing like that.
This happened to my uncle too, and
really?
It caused a lot of trouble at the house.
I would imagine it could have caused a lot of trouble because it just depends, like Amy said, the age of the kid.
Yeah.
Amy, you're a wife. What happens? What do you want to happen?
Well, I would say I would like to think I'm rational in this situation, and I understand the facts of it. And the facts are, he didn't know about it. He's just learning too. He's going to need support in this moment, and I hope that I would be able to set aside anything I'm feeling and be able to focus on, okay, how are we moving forward? We're a family. How can I support you?
Yeah, you're going to need support, buddy. Not trouble, and hopefully she realizes that. But give her a second to be shocked and a little upset too. Okay, there you go. I hope it works out. It will work out, by the way.
She might be excited. Yeah. Like, I've always wanted a 20-year-old.
I don't know about that one, Amy.
Okay, maybe.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Morgan, what happened? You go out and you see a guy that you'd been out with a few times before?
Yes.
And is that weird?
Yeah, it's always an awkward interaction because you know, you never see him again. You go on a few dates and then it's like they disappear.
Does it matter who disappeared on who?
I mean, it definitely adds to it, especially if it wasn't like a cordial ending, if it was ghosting or stuff like that.
But isn't most ghosting?
At this point, yes.
I mean, just in general, with dating. Like, most times, if you go out a couple times, you don't owe somebody a, hey, look, I thought I'd like you more than I did, so I'm going to go ahead and peace out. Don't you just kind of go away because you haven't really invested anything anyway?
I mean, no, because people are very emotional, especially these days, so you kind of got to cut the cord.
Well, what you should do is either ghost or get a burner email and send them an email on the burner account and be like, hey, they don't want to date them
anymore.
Your
favorite method.
I love a burner email account for everything. There's nothing it can't do. All right, what happened, Morgan?
So I ran into him and he came up to me and was like, hey, you know, because he had ghosted me. We went out on 2 dates and they were good.
He ghosted you?
He ghosted me.
Wow.
And they were great dates, like nothing bad about them, right? He ghosted me and I didn't think much about it. It's been like 2 years since. So when I run into him, he came up to me and was very apologetic and was like, I'm so sorry that I ghosted you. That's not who I am. You were just really intimidating. And I'm like, okay, I'm intimidating. Why? And he's like, well, you're a woman that didn't need me and I need someone who needs me. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I didn't need you, but I wanted you. And
you said that? You said, but I wanted you?
Wow. Well, I'm saying like in that scenario, like I wanted to date you.
Okay.
You know,
that's different.
I didn't need you.
I wanted to date you and I wanted you. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My ears were like, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
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 And he was just like really taken back by that because he thought that he needed to date a woman that needs him in every aspect of his life. And because I wasn't that way, I was not the girl for him.
But you don't want a guy that wants that out of a woman anyway.
Yes,
so
correct.
In the end, he may have ghosted you, but I think you won because that wasn't more of your time wasted.
Oh, yeah, I won too because if he came back up to me after 2 years still thinking about that, then I had forgot about it. I was like, I moved on with my life.
So did he want to go out again?
He was hinting at it, but I pretty much was like, this is never going to happen. Like, you've shown me who you are.
How do you say it's never going to happen?
I was just like, that's cool. That's not a guy I want to be with. And I appreciate that, but...
Yeah, cut him. He limped away after that one. Mm-hmm. I felt that. So you didn't go out with him. What's been happening recently? Have you been going on any dates at all?
No, I have not gone on any dates at all. And my ex and I are trying to figure things out.
Wait, what? Whoa. Breaking news! Whoa. Breaking news! Whoa. Oh, breaking news! Wow, breaking news!
What in
I did
the
not
world?
Know this. I did not know this. I oh, did not boy. Know this. I just say it different.
Why are you laughing?
Like, I like figured out. I did not know
You're
this.
Processing.
Oh wow! Yeah. What does that mean? What or don't say anything you're not comfortable with. But what does that mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, we're not back together, but we're just seeing if you know he went through some things and he really realized that he wants me a part of his life and he's making that effort in a lot of ways that matter. And so I'm just giving a chance for him to see if he can be who I need him to be.
I did not know.
Wow.
Like
wow.
this like, was going to
wow,
happen.
Wow. Like,
yeah. I'm a little shocked by it, but good for you.
Yeah. Well, just being honest, you never know what's going to happen, but.
Amen to that.
It could not work out. It could. I don't know.
I did not know.
I did not know.
Can we ask about like what kind of effort is he making? Like, is he dropping flowers off? Like, what do you mean by making an effort?
Only answer texting what you're comfortable you? With, Morgan.
No, it's more emotional than that. There was a lot of things he had been through in his life that he hadn't quite figured out, and he's doing the effort to be in therapy, figure that all out, and he's showing up for me in ways that he couldn't before because he's figured that out. So
did he go, did he figure out how much he needed you or he thinks he needed you while he was not having you?
He realized like he couldn't need me. He just back to the whole conversation of needing versus wanting, you know, all of that. But he realized he wants me as part of his life and he wants to do everything in his power to make sure I'm not leaving him ever again. And so that's more of what happened. He kind of had his moment where he was like, oh crap, I really don't want to lose this.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's the movement here. Regardless of what happens, good or bad, we're rooting for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
And wow.
I did not know this was, okay, breaking news. We did not know that. So you're not dating anybody?
Mm-mm.
No. Did you go on any dates at all?
No, I was asked on a few, but it didn't really feel right. And this started to happen about the same time, and that's what I wanted to pursue. So.
Wow.
Anything you want to say, Lunchbox?
Yeah, like, so are you officially dating him again? Like,
She just said no. Yeah, she did.
let me explain. Like, if he said, hey, I want to take you to a wedding or would you go? Like, is that something you would do or is it not to that, like,
I mean, it's definitely complicated.
like a public appearance. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, going somewhere together.
I mean, we are going, like, he is taking me out on dates in public. Like, he's actively pursuing me again.
But they're not back together.
Yeah.
So you're kind of dating.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so they're dating, but she didn't want to call it dating.
Well, there's a difference in going on dates and the term dating.
Yes.
Like, exclusively dating.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if she's not going to go on dates with other people, they're exclusively dating.
She could be in that middle ground where she doesn't want to mess that up by going on dates with other people, but she also doesn't want to say, yep, we're back together and everything's good and fixed.
Okay. You guys are making it too complicated. They're dating.
But it is complicated. That's just kind of what happens with relationships.
You know what they say? Life is complicated.
Who says that?
Avril Lavigne.
Why you got everything so complicated?
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva. Because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it. And it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck. And it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Lloyd, a 12-year-old pit bull, was brought to the Niagara SPCA after police found him wandering the streets. Quote, "We identified a tumor that we believe is cancerous. He's also in end-stage kidney failure," says the director of the shelter. So, Amy decided Lloyd should live out his last days, which could be anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months with a bucket list. She posted about it on the SPCA's Facebook page, and all the members of the community have been jumping in to make sure Lloyd just lives the greatest life he can live the last 3 months. Man, that's crazy. That's awesome. For the last 2 weeks, Lloyd has been treated to a bunch of bucket list items, eating at Lloyd's Tacos in Buffalo, hanging out with the penguins at the aquarium at Niagara, visiting Lily Dell, and taking in Jaguar Land Rover Buffalo. I don't know what all that means. It sounds like commercials.
Yeah.
He also visited local parks, beaches, and pools. They're making sure that he's fed. He's an honorary firefighter. And according to Amy, Lloyd is completely booked up through August. Quote, "I'm super grateful to our community for showing Lloyd so much love," she said.
That's cool.
That's an awesome story. I hate that the dog is sick. And I hope they can figure something out so his life is not in pain and is able to live a long time. But that's really cool that all those people stepped up. Dang, if you're a dog person, you're probably like me and feeling a little sad and happy at the same time right there. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Do you find making friends as an adult extremely challenging?
I think it's more maintaining friendships because everyone's so busy, and then really creating true connection. Yeah, it can get hard. You?
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not at those points yet.
That's too deep.
You know, I've talked to you guys that it's not too deep. I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
My wife and I have had these talks, and she's like, "Who are your friends? Who do you hang out with?" She's like, "Who do you hang out with?" I don't know. Eddie? She goes, "Who else?" I don't know. She's like, "Nobody else?" No, not really. She's like, "Okay, well, then stop whining that people don't invite you places," you know, because that's often the thing. I'm like, "Nobody invites me anywhere." And Eddie doesn't even invite me anywhere. And so she's like,
"I don't go anywhere."
Sometimes you do. I don't get invited. I don't want to say yes, honestly. I don't want to go places. I just want to be invited.
You just want to get invited.
Right.
Okay.
And so she's like, here are a couple of people that are in your circle that you could probably become good friends with. You like them. You should hang out with them. You want to hang out with them. So you should spend time. And so, okay, cool. So I have this person that I've been eyeing on the friend radar. Beep, beep, beep. Radar. It's a radar going, right? Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I'll try to be friends with them. I like them. Let's see what happens. Like real friends. And it feels like it's going pretty good, but I'm the only person that ever asks to do anything or hang out. So I'm the only friend that's ever like, hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do this? Hey, we're going to do this. And so about the fourth time in a row, I decided I'm not going to be friends with them anymore because they don't ask me to do anything. Have I gone crazy?
Well, maybe you could ask them about it.
No, are you kidding? I would never do that. Hello, person that I'm trying to make my friend. How come you don't ask me to do anything? No chance. But I have asked four times. I've never got a, hey, let's do that ever. And so now I'm like, they don't even want to be my friend because they don't ask me to do anything. I have to ask them all the time.
Okay. That is tricky. And you might have to accept that some people might not want to be your friend.
Oh, I wanted to go there.
Ouch.
It's not for you. That's for every person.
I start vomiting.
Bones,
that hurts so much.
Get it through your head. You're not likable.
That's not what I said.
Maybe people just hate you.
Okay.
But
that wasn't for you.
But here's the thing.
It's for every human.
It was for me.
No, it wasn't.
Here's the thing. I just want to be honest about this. Me and this new friend-ish have a good time when we're out. We're hanging out. We've done some things. Actually, we have a great time.
Okay.
And then I'm just like, I will not text them. And I'll just sit. Days will go by.
Like you're dating?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. That's what it feels like a little bit. I know.
This is games.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're playing games.
It's like if I were dating somebody and asked them out four times, they never came to me and said anything. It is weird. And I feel like, okay, well, they don't really want to be my friend. They're just like, yeah, if he asks, I'll go do something. Because there's been no effort on their side. So it's hard as an adult.
Yes.
To make friends. And I have two people that I'm with in my life most of the time that's not Caitlin. And it's Mike D and Eddie. I'm with Mike more than anybody because we're always working on stuff together. We're together so much when we work. It's like, oh, we got 15 minutes. Let's go away from each other for a little bit because our wives are.
But you guys are like an old married couple.
We are for sure.
You can spend hours together and not say anything.
Mike is my guy. Like, trust him with everything that I do always. But between those two, and then Eddie and I will go do like sports things together. I don't have any. So I'm like, I got me a new one. Except he never wants to do anything with me. Hmm. What's your advice? If this were the mailbag and I wrote this in anonymously, which I thought about.
Yep.
And just to see what you'd say without me being a part of it.
Yep.
What's your advice? Amy, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I think that if
I trust her more than you. You're my friend. You're biased. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, you know I'm your friend too, right?
Yes, but we don't hang out and like go and do stuff in the middle of the day, like dudes or dude stuff.
Yeah, I know. I'm not
looking
a
for
dude
friends. I'm looking for like bros. Right. I don't have any bros. You
okay.
Know?
I would say if this friend that you're trying to, you're watering the relationship. And
I got a really high water bill.
If he's important to you, then you keep at it and see what happens.
I feel like such a loser.
But you need to just that you can't control what he does. You can just control what you do. If you enjoy hanging out with him, then you keep asking him. He'll say no if he doesn't want to hang out with you.
That's what Caitlin says. But I don't want to always ask. If he wants to hang out with me a whole lot, he should say, "Do you want to hang out?"
Okay. Well,
I know I sound like a 14-year-old girl, but you know what?
That's the problem, is you sound like a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, I didn't
girl.
Know that's a problem. Oh.
Yes,
but guys don't. Not to him.
No, but you.
Can we just say his name?
No, you guys have never met him.
Oh.
You sound clingy. You sound desperate. You sound like this.
But not to him.
Yeah, but if you keep asking him, he's like, man, maybe back off for a little bit.
I did. I back off. I don't even text him.
So when's the last time y'all communicated?
That's a good question. I just basically gave him my new phone number. Just recently.
That's a big step.
Well, I'm living life right now as a little fella I like to call Bobby Two Phones. I got two
phones, one for the plug and one for the plug. Does he have the new number?
He does now.
Okay.
Because I accidentally texted him from it. But I haven't given anybody the number unless they've texted me. And that's how I get back.
Except for him.
Well, this is the last time we texted. 6 days ago.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Who communicated last?
You guys broke up already.
Him or you, who
he's
ended the thread?
Yeah, it's okay. You're not his type of dude.
I know. That's what it feels like.
Back okay. to that comment. That wasn't for you, and I need
it
to make sure.
It was for me, and that's what made you think of it.
No,
what did you say exactly?
People don't like me.
I
and I'm
said
stupid
sometimes
and ugly.
We
I have the ugliest was. Face she's ever seen.
That's what I heard. No, it's hard as an adult to realize
me.
That not everybody is going to like everybody. And that not everybody has the capacity to be friends with everybody.
Okay, so, but since she said that, though, Amy, do you mean this person may not like Bobby?
I'm saying that's a reality.
I hear yes. Okay, look, okay, here's the last thing.
That's a reality we might have to face.
This is the last thing he said to me. It's about Arkansas football because he knows I'm an Arkansas fan.
Okay.
He said, hey, I just saw Marty Smith is in Fayetteville the first game day of the season. Are you going to be the guest picker of that game? And I replied, no.
Hard to get. Interesting.
Do you think he was, if you said yes, he's going to be like, can I go with you?
No.
Oh. Bones, this person thought about you and texted you. They're like, oh, Bobby likes Arkansas. Let me text him about this.
I said this. No.
You went one word answer. Yeah. He was looking for more of a conversation piece. Like, no, I wish that maybe they'll ask me. I haven't heard anything yet. You just said no. He's like, oh, he doesn't want to talk.
You're going to lose this person if you don't stop playing these games.
That's showbiz, baby. I'm tired of being played with
myself. You have a narrative in your head that is not true.
Well, you just gave me a new layer of it. I'm a loser and everybody hates me and I'm
ugly. That's not what I said.
I'm not talented and I'm not good enough for this job.
Okay, I quit.
And all my, what?
No, I said none of that and I'm not going to let you say that I did.
You said it, sister.
Welcome to life with me. Kaylin will say something and I'll just spiral hard.
Right.
She's like, it's exhausting. I said, do you want a popsicle? Like, that's not what I heard. You heard I'm not strong enough. Okay.
Okay.
I feel
reach
like.
Reach out to him.
No.
Yes.
Yes. If you want to be friends with this person.
Say what up, dude.
I've already tried four times. We've done stuff. It's been awesome. But I never get the second date.
Okay.
On their end. So I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, I just was asking.
What if they have a different story of
their
head?
They don't, trust me. Their story is the same as yours. He's stupid and he's ugly and he farts. Eddie, what is your opinion? Go ahead. I got hers. What's yours?
I'm telling you, just go for it. Stop this whole getting your feelings hurt. Just, if you want a friend, you make a friend. Like, he's given you all the opportunity to reach out, talk about Arkansas football, blah, 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 whatever. Dude, this is your friend. Go get it.
You'd like him.
I would?
Yeah. And I don't want to get you involved because then you'll be sad too.
Yeah, you don't want me to get my feelings hurt.
Okay. I don't want to introduce him to the kids yet, you know? Because then that creates a whole different layer of the relationship.
You got this, Bones. Come on.
Lunchbox?
Listen, like I said, you're like a 14-year-old girl in your head. You may not act like it towards this dude, but guys communicate this way. We go weeks, months without talking, then we hit each other up.
I agree with
So I think you're fine. Like, you're in your head.
But
like
I'm the only one that asks to do something. I don't care about the no texts. I'm the only one that says, hey, do you want to do something? Never once.
But he could be busy. He could have things going on.
Let's convert calendars.
Or maybe he thinks you're busy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
that's
point.
That's stupid, too. As Amy told me, I am.
You have a TV show. If people don't know how that stuff works, I would think, like, oh, my gosh, Bobby's in Costa Rica this week. I can't talk
this week. You think I just fly? You just Uber down?
You have people no don't idea. Know how it works.
Anyway, this has been Neurotic Hour with me, Bobby Bones. Let's talk to Sherry in North Carolina, who's about to play Never Gonna Get It. And here is that wonderful caller. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, guys.
How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all?
Doing pretty good. Do you have a Sonic anywhere near you by any chance?
I do.
Oh, Sonic's awesome, right? Can I get an amen?
Oh, big amen.
Yeah.
There we go.
So I'm going to give you the option here. Would you like to play for a $50 Sonic gift card, or would you like to play for a $100 Sonic gift card?
100.
Okay, good choice. Good choice.
50.
Scuba told me I could pick, so I let her pick. You're going to play for a $100 gift card at Sonic, which, oh my goodness, it is my favorite place to go in the whole wide world. And be sure to get the app because you can get on the app and order. And then when you get there, you just type the stall you're in. Boop, bring it right out to you. Awesome.
Yeah.
And crazy. Like me, you can do it twice. If you have two phones, like I do right now, you can order on two different apps and have them bring it out at the same time. Hit me. I got two phones. I hate having two phones. I'm trying to get rid of the other one. Okay, Sherry, never going to get it. Here is your question.
Okay.
You're most likely to engage in this bad habit on a Wednesday, although millions of people do it every single day. You're most likely to engage in this bad habit on a Wednesday, although millions of us do it every single day. So how it's going to work is, Sherry, you are going to see if you can get it, and it's impossible. It's actually, I don't think, you're never going to get it. But if you do, you win the prize.
Wednesday.
And if she misses it, she gets to pick one of you guys. Yeah. You're most likely to engage in this bad habit on a Wednesday. Sherry, what is it?
I'm going to go with leave the toilet seat up.
Okay.
On a Wednesday.
The midweek toilet seat.
Okay.
Oh, there you
I like
go.
It. That was...
Dude, what do you expect? I mean, why are you mad at her?
Yeah, what's it supposed to be? I mean,
why did
I don't
you
know.
Go that was...
That was a terrible answer.
But okay, it's a tough game.
No, no, I mean, but a bad habit, like, that's not a bad habit. That's just an accident.
No, it's a habit, it's but a probably habit. Happens more than just on a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, the answer is not leave the toilet seat up or anything toilet seat, okay? So, you're still in the game, though, Sherry. You have Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Morgan. Now, you can pick one of them.
Yep.
And if they get it right, you win the prize. Amy, how you feeling?
I feel okay.
Lunchbox?
Great. Especially on a Wednesday. I know this happens on Wednesdays because I've seen it firsthand.
Eddie?
Okay. I've got to say that I've never won this game ever, but this time, I've got the answer.
And he says that every time.
No, no, no. I've got this
Morgan?
One.
Morgan?
I feel pretty good.
Okay. Sherry, which of the show members would you like to play with here?
Well, I have to go with Lunchbox because he's on his A game today.
Okay, he's on his A game. Lunchbox, it's A game day. On Wednesdays, this bad habit has done more than any other day. What is it?
Hit snooze.
Oh, that is good. Because you kind of made it through Monday and Tuesday, yep. And then you can't take it anymore.
Yep.
That's dumb.
Genius.
So,
I didn't think
Lunchbox
of that.
Says hit snooze. You love it, Amy.
I like that.
Yeah. Eddie?
It's dumb, man. I mean, hit snooze, that's not even a bad habit. That's just a mistake.
It is a bad habit.
Morgan, what do you think about hit snooze?
I mean, I could see it being a possible answer. I don't think it's the answer, though.
Okay. Amy, what'd you have?
Oh, I had, well, you survived the weekend. You try to go Monday and Tuesday without a drink, and you do it. And oh. Then Wednesday.
Oh, drink.
You get drunk.
Okay. No, fall you don't have to wagon. Get drunk. You have maybe a drink.
Eddie?
I don't see that as a bad habit.
Hey, you start every week saying, I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to make my lunch and take it to work.
Oh, good
and
one.
Then by Wednesday, I can't take it. I'm going to McDonald's. Give
that
me fast
food. That is good.
Fast food.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's really
pretty good.
Good.
Morgan?
I will say I had both Amy and Eddie's, but I am going with drink a glass of wine.
Okay, that's me.
So you've heard all four of the answers. Lunchbox was your original pick. So here's what I'll do, yeah. Sherry. I'll make it interesting for you.
Okay.
You can either have lunchboxes... Or you can have the other threes, all combined answers.
All combined?
You can have Amy's, Eddie's, and Morgan's.
That is so hard.
That's good.
Oh, man.
No, because snooze is good.
No, it's not.
So which would you like, Sherry? Would you like Lunchbox and his snooze? Or would you like the other the other people and their all their... I'll tell you this. Somebody's right.
Oh!
Oh, no. Okay, well, I got to go with the odds. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Lunchbox, but I'm going to go with everyone else.
The answer is hit the snooze alarm.
Boom! I'm going to Sonic!
No!
I'm going to Sonic!
Again? I told you that was good!
How do you like that?
Oh, no.
It's so good!
Bones, that was...
Hold on.
Boom, that was cold.
You know, I got two things to say. First of all, you don't get the card, Lunchbox. You don't get
Let's
the prize.
Let's go, cherry limeade slush.
No. You don't get the prize.
My mouth.
That's not how it works.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's only two levels, right? We're going to give her another chance to win, but she did not win.
Dude, that was cold.
Why?
Oh, my God. Because you kind of.
You made it sound like we were
no,
right.
No, I didn't.
He was wrong.
You never know what way I'm going to go.
No, I told you I was right from the beginning.
But you say that every time when you're wrong. But my point is,
hey, who
I will play the
stupid?
Game. I will play the game every time and every way. You know me. You can't predict what I'm going to do.
No, you can't. But you did say, is it the snooze? Like, it's like that wasn't it.
That show is, baby.
Woo, man! Hey, right, hit it!
Wait, we're not done with the bit yet.
Oh, we're not done?
We're not done with the bit yet.
Eddie, apologize.
Nah. Okay, Sherry, I'm going to give you one final chance to win this $100 gift card from Sonic, okay?
Okay.
She could already
okay.
had it.
Okay.
And I need you to do... Yeah, she could have. I need you to spell the word restaurant. Go.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Why is that so easy for her? I struggle with that
restaurant.
One. Well, she wins $100 at Sonic.
Okay.
It's a good restaurant. Oh, there she is. Winner. Winner.
I'm not clapping.
And what? But you won, too.
I know, but she could have taken the easy road, but no, she wanted to get off me and go.
No, she was just playing the odds.
The odds of picking dumb people over smart people.
I like that. It's a good comeback. Sherry, you did good because you won. You did good because you picked Lunchbox. Like, your instinct was right.
Yeah.
What do we learn here? Stick with your gut.
Yeah,
stick
with
your gut.
That's go hard. With me, you
it's
go to
hard
Sonic.
When your gut says Lunchbox. That's hard.
But it did.
Yeah.
Your gut says
it
Lunchbox.
Did.
It did. Sherry, you are the winner. Congratulations to you. We will get you your $100 gift card to Sonic. Lunchbox, you're a winner, too. You nailed
Woo!
It, buddy. Play a song now.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money Wake up, mind. People. Let's go.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it, but every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This is Jennifer from Louisiana.
I wanted to have a little information to share with you that might be helpful on watching Snake in the Grass. So I have a Roku TV, and I just added the USA channel, and we watch it for free. So, yeah, add the USA channel on your smart TV. Easy peasy. All right. Thanks so much. We love y'all. Thank you for everything that you do for us and the joy you bring us. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's very positive. Hey, Morgan, what did you find out about Snake in the Grass and how people can watch it online?
So if they go to the USA Network app, they can watch it there either on the website or on your phone, and it's free.
I had no idea.
I'm That's pretty cool.
Yeah, love. I think it's great. I had no idea that there was an app. Not even that it was on there. I didn't know anything about that. Anyway, I wish we could delete this. Anyway, so... by the way, the show is on tonight. Please watch. 11, 10 Central on USA. This is Anna from California.
I think the bit with Trucker Joe was hilarious, but I think there's something to that if Abby's up for it, just like Scuba Steve, how he found his wife through the radio show. I think it's an idea.
I forget Scuba found his wife through radio. She was caller 10.
Oh, really? My gosh, yeah.
Yeah, she was caller 10, and she won two tickets to go to Elton John and a date with Scuba Steve, and that next thing you know, there they are. That's all a lie. That's all.
Oh,
but
okay.
They did.
Like,
they did meet because of radio,
no,
right?
She did call in.
Yes. She was a caller.
Yeah, we did a whole thing. I was going through a divorce. We did a whole storyline on my old show in San Francisco, and then we had a bunch of callers, and she was one that called and emailed. We dated for a while, and then now we're married and have
that
children.
It's crazy. I can't believe my brain forgot that.
I think my brain purposely forgot that.
But I mean, pretty wild.
That's why I know. That's why I forgot.
That's
it.
Like us being like, hey, call her. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, caller 10, like I just said. Yeah, you're getting there. I like 30 seconds ahead of you, but I like it. I like it that you're there with me.
I caught myself.
Thank you for that. Why don't we go and do, you know, let me just stop on this. Abby should go out with Trucker Joe.
Totally.
Well, now that we know there's hope.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what he looks like. Maybe we set him up on a Zoom date on the air. And we record it, and if there's something there,
oh my
gosh, we go to the next. That was a great bit. I love Trucker Joe. I love Abby. That's all. Abby's looking for love, and she's been looking for love. You know where she's been looking?
In all the wrong places.
All the wrong places, yeah.
Yeah.
You know the right place, apparently? Phone lines.
Uh-huh.
Trucker Joe.
Zoom.
The
Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's this guy. His name is Kyle Gordy. He's 31 years old, and he's already fathered 48 kids, and he's got 10 on the way.
Oh, it must be like donation.
Yeah, he does this for free and doesn't go through a donor bank.
It got weirder.
Oh, I like
this. Each level, it got weirder. Like, he got all these kids. Oh, that's a little weird. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But, donation. He does it for free.
Mm-hmm. And
okay, a little weirder.
If you're in need of it, he gives it directly to you, and then you go do what you need to do.
It gets weirder and weirder. Like, I used to like, I really liked him. Then I was kind of like, okay, I get it. Then I'm just like, I don't want to know him.
What do you mean he gives it directly to them?
Does that mean he goes to their house?
They collect it, and then I think maybe they take it to the bank. But anyways, he hasn't dated in 10 years, and he thinks it's because
of course. Stop doing this, buddy.
Okay, I didn't know things could go viral on LinkedIn, but last week something did, which is pretty crazy. Because I didn't, again, know that posts could go viral over there. But it's a CEO of a company called Hypersocial, and he posted a photo of himself crying after he had to lay off a few employees. He admitted to the layoff being his fault because he made a bad business decision. And some people are giving him credit for owning up to it, but other people think that it's totally staged and very cringy.
It's a weird picture. I saw it on Instagram. It was posted on LinkedIn, but it got taken over to Instagram, and that's kind of where it blew up. And people were posting in the comments. And most people were like, hey, man, we get it. It's tough to be a CEO. There was a select few that were all over them. And that's how they can make a story about this. They're like, people are outraged. Well, if you have two people,
they're outraged.
People are outraged. It's just a weird picture, though, when someone takes a selfie of themselves crying and then posts it to show they're emotional.
Yeah.
This happens sometimes.
And they're the head of a company.
Well, not even anybody. Even in country music, there are people who do it. They're like crying and they get a selfie and they're like, this is how I was feeling. That's a weird picture.
Yeah, to share.
Yes, because you easily could have just taken a picture and been like, hey, Ted's real emotional. I cried. I don't need to see the picture of you crying. Maybe there's something to... I just feel like that's a weird picture to take of you crying to prove that you were crying.
Totally.
I think it's great if you cry and it helps you get to a place where we're sad sometimes. But to prove you were crying, I feel like that's what they're doing. Like, look, I did cry.
Because you have to stop the emotion for a second and be like, oh, let me take that picture so people can
see. Let me think
this
with clear mind.
Right.
Yes. I'm in a document.
Let me think. Oh, it's almost like evil scientist type stuff. Like, you're so emotional and you're crying and you're like, oh, I should take a picture of this because I can use it on my social media.
Yeah.
It's like that. Hmm. It's like
next
level.
Well, maybe some people, their thought process is like, I don't, if other people are going through something hard.
No, I understand that too. Okay.
They're not alone.
I get it. But it's just while you're crying, when you should be so emotional, you're not having your clear thoughts, because emotion kind of overrides everything, that you go, well, you know, it's like this. You know, while I'm doing this, I should get a picture so I can post it and show that I really do cry. Okay, click.
The more Bobby talks, the more it's staged.
I don't know that. I do not think it was staged. I saw the picture. It looks weird. There's water on his face, whatever.
He splashed
That's
his
what I'm
face.
Saying. Like, I mean, and you, do you think he only took one picture, or did he take one?
Oh,
like,
many.
Oh, that
many. He tried to find the one with the most water coming down his eye, for sure. I do think it was, he probably cried, but to also think about it while you're doing it, it just doesn't feel as authentic. That's anybody posting a picture of them crying.
What if they just had the picture?
If somebody takes a picture of you crying.
Different,
absolutely. Because you're crying, you're like, let me get a picture.
Yeah, okay. You didn't cut off the emotion to take
the
picture.
So, example, one time I was having this complete meltdown situation, and I took the picture and sent it to my therapist. It was a whole different thing. But therefore, I had that photo on my phone. Never shared it publicly, obviously. But I could go back later a few days with a clear mind and be like, hey, life's rough sometimes. I'm trying to think of what people do.
Yeah. You walked down seven little bunny trails off the road. And I think in all those instances, if you have a relationship with your therapist and she's like, send me this, makes sense. I don't think anything I say is universal, except Home Alone's on a Christmas movie. Other than that, nothing is universal. But most times when I see somebody crying, I'm like, you had a clear thought while you were crying when you don't have clear thoughts to take a picture so you can post it on social media.
Right.
Like, you're trying to manipulate us.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't post on social media, though.
No.
You should now.
I'd have to go. It is probably the worst.
Fire someone
picture.
From your podcast network just to post a picture.
Probably one of the I just wanted to, we were documenting a moment of like, okay, can't get any
for
lower than
therapist.
This. We
for
will come
therapist.
Higher.
For your therapist.
Yes, for my therapist. Right. Okay. And for me.
Go
and
ahead.
For her.
What else you got?
Okay, so Thomas Rhett has written a lot of songs with his dad, Rhett Akins, including his latest hit, Half of Me.
Half of me wants a cold bit. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth.
So good. He's written a lot of songs with his dad that we'll never really hear. And he was reminiscing about the first song they wrote together when he was only 6 years old. It's called A Piece of Wood. And here he is talking about it.
We wrote a song when I was 6 years old called A Piece of Wood. And it was about building a guitar. And that song has never been recorded. It probably never will be. But I do remember that vividly. My dad still has the little tape of us singing that song together in the kitchen.
Aww,
make a note when he comes in, I want to hear a piece of wood.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared to ask him for it.
For sure.
Now somebody else is going to hear this and go, oh, we should ask him first.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I'm going to cry about it and I'm posting on Instagram. You heard it. We're back around at the beginning. All right.
All right. Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So the swag shop cuts hair for people, but mostly paying customers. Well, it's back to school time, so they've decided they want to help kids feel their best. And they have provided around 200 free haircuts for kids K through 12th grade.
Is there a way to see their schedule?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, Lunchbox, the guy has needed a haircut for months.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you got one?
Ah, man, just working on things.
I have a theory that... Is your wife cutting your hair a little bit at home?
No.
No trims?
No trims.
Are you bang trimming a little bit?
No, I don't know. Bang trimming my bangs.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that either.
Yeah.
No, I've just been busy, man.
I mean, you got bangs 1993 style.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, he's brushing to the side.
There we go. Now they're gone.
He likes
now they're
doing
I mean, that.
That
looks nice.
Now they're gone.
See, now it looks normal, right?
When's the last time you got a haircut?
Oh, goodness. It probably was I Heart Austin.
So May.
What month was that? May?
Early
oh
May.
Gosh. Oh, my goodness. June, July. 3 months.
If I had to guess, I'd have to look at my credit card receipts.
Yeah. Just be thankful, because I go through this too, that you have all this hair that continues growing.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about maybe making a wig for Eddie when I'm done.
I don't want your wig. No.
This is a second. Tell me something good.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to donate hair to Eddie?
I was going to donate it.
He's
I don't
not
want
sick
it.
Or anything.
Wow.
No, he's not sick, but he needs it.
I don't
so
have
So how
hair.
Would he put it on?
There's
what do you
glue.
Mean?
There's toupee glue, right?
You're telling me I would wear Lunchbox's helmet?
I don't think he'd have all of it.
Or they have implants. They implant it in your hair.
Can you imagine Eddie wearing Lunchbox's hair?
His hair is much lighter than mine.
It is.
It wouldn't work.
It
Eddie
is.
Would have to implant his own hair.
So you, this is not that, and there's no schedule to see, but they're giving away a lot of haircuts to people.
Yeah, so shout out the swag shop and any barbers across the country that are doing this, because it is really cool to help equip kids for the first day of school and make them feel their best.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free an easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.